So we're going to be talking about is Roger. And what Roger is everybody here familiar with some of these?
He's like voice messaging.
Chat apps.
Chat apps, yeah.
So like Heytel, Lena knows Heytel very well. WhatsApp, Zello.
So this is more like if you think about how like text messages work, where it's something that you create and then someone picks up at their convenience. It's like that. It's not live audio.
Is it like a walkie-talkie one-to-one, or can you like send a message to...
Oh, no, you can send to groups.
Oh, you can send groups, yeah.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
Settings. Tim, that button.
Yes.
Do you go to the app to download?
Yes.
Is it just called Roger?
Yes, you just put in Roger, yeah.
But you put in Roger, and it's free. That's the other cool thing about it.
Free models.
So if we open Roger...
Settings.
The first thing you see is you have a settings button.
Add contacts.
Then you have an add contacts. Now the interesting thing is you can actually search for contacts, but actually when I installed Roger, it pulled up a bunch of people that I had in my contacts list already. It found them because
that had the same thing.
That had the same app. You can put in whatever information. I put in my name, my email address, and my phone
calendar
number
when I
signed up, just so people could find me easier.
So, like, when I set up my Roger, I did not have to put Tim in there. It always showed up as with Tim because he was in my contacts, and whatever piece of information I had, either his cell phone number or his email address, matched what Roger had when he registered.
Listen, 2 minutes, 16 seconds.
If we swipe now,
raise here to listen or double tap to play from loudspeaker.
Raise here to listen, it says, listen, raise here to listen or play or double tap to play from loudspeaker. So,
Jerry, Don and Fran.
So, right now...
Talked about an hour ago.
Jerry, Don, and Frank.
Microphone.
Okay, so this is your microphone if you want to send a message. And if you keep swiping to the right, you're going to see all...
Show letter. Jerry, Don, and Frank. Spoken to 2:21 p.m.
Jerry, Don, and Frank.
Now, notice that I had three people's names there because that is a group. And Tim is a group because Tim created a group like that. So, like, normally most of them will have only one person's name. So keep on swiping.
All right, keep swiping.
Frank Ventura.
Frank Ventura.
2:19 p.m.
Okay, now...
Jerry, Frank Ventura. You spoke at 12:19 p.m.
So what this is telling me is the last communication between me and Frank is I sent a message, Frank. I sent a message to Frank at 12:19 p.m.
Jerry Carrier. Spoke at 5:02 a.m.
Jerry sent me a message this morning. But we can hear what that message is if I double tap on Jerry's name.
Selected. Jerry Carrier.
Okay. So he's selected now. So now if I just swipe back.
Frank, Jerry,
to
show up, Michael, caught this morning.
The listen.
Jerry Carrier. Listen, 59 seconds. Button.
And if I double tap
listen,
on,
double tap to play
on the listen.
Hey there, Tim, it's Jerry. It's about 5 o'clock in the morning. I've been awake for about an hour. Nothing to do here, so just kind of fooling around with my iPhone and rogering and all that stuff. It's interesting about the boom. I'd like to see that sometime. I'm curious, and I assume the clamps like to the edge of a table or something like that. So that's good. And... I wonder where you bought it from, so you could let me know that. Boy, I never heard anything from Brian Margie about whether there's a Mac class today. I included it on the agenda, so I hope there is. So I guess time will tell. Anyway, I hope the meeting goes well, and I appreciate you guys filling in for me. So have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Listen, 0 seconds.
Well, that's a message from Jerry. So I can send Jerry a message back now if I'm going to swipe to the right.
Jerry Carrier. Tap this morning. Microphone. Button.
So now I'm on the microphone button.
Double tap again, we're done.
And I'm going to double tap. Hey, Jerry, it's Tim. And I just played your message at the meeting for everybody to hear. And Brian is not here now, but he was, and he did run the math class. And I think it was successful. In answer to your other questions, I got the mic from Amazon, your favorite place, so you should just open up your computer tonight and order one. It's the Rode PS1A.
But he could use his Amazon app on his iPhone.
But yes, right? So you could use your Amazon app on your iPhone.
Because he probably has it with him right now.
And does everyone want to just give Jerry a big hello?
Hello, Jerry!
Okay, so Jerry, that's it. I'm going to double tap this and this will send you this message. So now that message is sent instantly, and Jerry will get a little notification on his iPhone saying, Tim spoke about 5 minutes ago or 2 minutes ago, whatever, and then he can play that later on.
Can you play it, Tim? Can you play it? Or you play your own message?
I don't think you can play... Well,
it could be Frank can play it. Is it a but Frank didn't get that one.
No, let's see. Can't play your own message, I don't think.
You were saying that the difference between this and Haytel is that you can transmit for as long as you want. Does it keep track of, like, with Haytel, you get lost messages?
Mm-hmm.
Does it do that?
What happens?
Yeah, this is one of the greatest features about this. Let's say that Tim sends me a message this morning. I don't check it. But he sends me one at noontime. I don't check it. Then he sends me one at 1 o'clock. Instead of losing those two previous messages, what it does is it appends all three of those in the chronological order in one file.
This thing, after 48 hours, deletes your messages automatically.
So if I don't want to associate with that Tim Cummings guy,
yes,
and it shows up, he's in my list and I'm in his list, can I block his butt?
There is a way to do it, because it said something in the actual documentation about that. So
yes, I think you can.
Roger. Okay. Two items.
So Frank has two items in his Roger. Actually, I sent you a message.
Ron Rivera.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brian and May. Selected. Tim Cummings.
Oh, you're sorry. Right. Okay.
Selected. Tim Cummings. Jared. Don and Tim. Microphone. Caught a few hours ago.
Okay, so it tells me Tim sent me a message a couple hours ago.
Tim Cummings, listen, 10 seconds.
There you go.
So it's 10 seconds. So let's see what Tim sent me. It's okay.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. Okay. I just got your message. It's 12:16. I think I'm going to go in to the room because they're almost done.
I was out in the hall. Now, Frank's going to send me a message.
Okay, thank you very much, Tim.
Did you send me a message?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tim, with Haytel, you have to double tap and hold it.
You just double tap.
No, I was going to say, with this, do you just double tap?
You just double tap
and
to
tap,
start
double tap
and
again.
Double tap again to stop it.
Now, let me let you listen to what it said here, because I just sent Tim a message.
Hasn't listened yet.
See, you could tell if someone's listened to your message
right,
or not.
So now I'm going to go to Frank. I'm going to go to...
0 seconds, half a minute ago. Michael, show letter. Frank Ventura, selected. Frank Ventura, button.
Here we go.
Spoke at 3:14 p.m., selected. Frank Ventura.
It said Frank Ventura spoke at 3:15 p.m. So now I'm going to swipe to the left to listen.
Show letter. Microphone. Half a minute ago. Frank Ventura. Listen. 9 seconds.
Frank's going to send me a message. Okay. Thank you very much, Tim.
Now... How soon will you get the fact that Tim is listening
to
that, Frank?
Let's see.
Tim Cummings, listen just now.
Just now.
Oh, okay, that's
cool. Pretty quick, yeah.
Is this just available on the iOS platform?
Android and iOS.
Does this download the audio to your device? Let's say you go off of Wi-Fi, you go out of cellular connection, but you still want
to
hear it?
I don't think it does. So you either have to be on Wi-Fi or cellular. When I sent him the message earlier, I was out in the hall here. I wasn't on Wi-Fi. I was on cellular, and it still worked. Yeah, no, I think to listen to the message, you'd have to have either Wi-Fi or cellular. I don't think it downloads it directly to your phone. I mean, of all the apps I've used, it's definitely got the best audio quality.
Is this now kind of replacing your radio?
In lieu of the radio, yeah, it's a way to communicate back and forth. Like, it's not in real time, but, you know, it's kind of fun to come home. And of course, during the day, the thing goes off and it'll say, you know, smiley face, you have a message from so-and-so, you know. You can hook this up to work with Alexa, but there's a little problem. If you guys go to Apple Viz, there's a demo of this app on Apple Viz that Anonymous did. And you can hook it up to use with Alexa. The problem is, since he did the demo, what you have to do to get it to work with Alexa is you have to put in your email address and Amazon password. But you also have to do it. There's a caption now.
The problem with that is that because you could download Roger from anywhere, it could be in Russia or China, Amazon overseas wants the verification. So that's a Amazon thing, yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't have an audio caption?
No, they do not.
It's kind of silly for an audio app.
Okay, so I did some research while Tim was talking. Then to block someone, what you want to do is swipe to the person, double tap and hold, and you get a whole bunch of settings, and there's one that says more, and then and right there, one of the choices is block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you double tap on somebody's name, double tap and hold, it'll give you almost like a sub-menu with other options.
And one of the things in there is what they call autoplay, which I think will actually play you their message as soon as you get it.
So
let's try that. I'm going to turn Tim's order play on, so let me turn. Yeah.
Frank Ventura, listen, 0 seconds. Frank Ventura, top of your microphone, show weather, selected. Jerry Barrio, selected. Frank Ventura, show microphone, button.
Okay, Frank, I'm just sending you this test message to see if the autoplay thing works.
Okay, Frank, I'm just sending you this test message autoplay thing works.
Okay, so I didn't have to do anything. It just did that by itself. And you could turn that on a per-user basis.
I don't think there's a limit on, like, how many people you have in a group. I don't know.
Can you add to a group? I assume you can.
Yes.
Yes, you can add to a group, right. Yeah.
What you do for a group is go to your name.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And then it says add contacts, and you could just keep tapping on people.
Right.
And then, yeah.
You can search by email address. You can put in what's called a handle. So Don's handle is his call sign. So you could do a search and search for him.
How many seconds are people allowed for a message?
As long as you want. Sometimes it crashes. A friend of mine told me that he got a message from somebody that was like 15 minutes long, and it crashed it. But, I mean, I've gone for like 5 minutes without a problem.